Love and Like Evangelism, Chapter 12, The Methods, Mass Evangelism. Key verse. Behold ye among the heathen, and regard, and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days, which ye will not believe, though it be told you. Habakkuk, Chapter 1, Verse 5. Introduction. A community, region, or nation cannot be saturated with the gospel without mass evangelism. There are multitudes of people to be reached with the gospel, and mass evangelism focuses on reaching large groups of people at one time. In Chapter 9, you learned how to do personal evangelism. This lesson explains how to do mass evangelism. Both were used in New Testament times, and both are still important in evangelism today. The Mass Evangelistic Crusade. One of the most effective methods of group evangelism is the Mass Evangelistic Crusade, which is a united effort of believers to reach every individual in a city with the gospel of the Kingdom of God. It is not just a series of meetings conducted within the four walls of a local church. It is not a revival, for revival speaks of reviving something that previously was alive but is near death. Revival is for believers who have grown cold in their spiritual experience. A mass evangelistic crusade is targeted to reach the unsaved population of an entire area. The mass meeting approach to evangelism is scriptural. Approximately 150 times in the New Testament, we read that Jesus spoke to the multitudes. The Apostle Paul and the other disciples often ministered in the marketplaces where crowds gathered. A mass crusade reaches people who for years have been searching for God. It touches people who could never go into a church building. It provides opportunity for the demonstration of God's power to unbelievers. It reaches many people quickly with the gospel and is an important method for reaching the rapidly growing population of the world. Mass evangelistic crusades help identify spiritual ground that is ready to harvest and often result in the planting of new churches. If there are already existing churches in the area, growth is experienced as new converts are added to their fellowships. Spiritual preparation. The suggestions in this lesson are primarily intended as a guide to the mechanical and physical aspects of conducting a crusade. But it must be clearly understood that if you attain material and mechanical perfection without having spiritual power, you will be as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Spiritual preparation is the most important part of any evangelistic effort. Never allow yourself to fall into the trap of becoming so busy with the mechanical details of a crusade that you compromise the most important ingredient of all, spiritual preparation. A mass crusade is only effective as the gospel of the Kingdom of God is presented with the anointing and power of the Holy Spirit present to save, heal, and deliver, and this requires spiritual preparation. The crusade location. The purpose of a mass crusade is to bring the gospel to those who have never heard it. Where you conduct a crusade may be determined in one of two ways. First, you may receive an invitation from a pastor, mission agency, or believers in a certain community to come and conduct a crusade. Pray over every invitation, and if you believe this to be God's will for you, accept it. Second, you may be divinely directed by God to go to a certain area. In this case, you should contact believers in that area and tell them the burden of your heart and secure their cooperation if possible. If there are no believers or established churches in the area, or if you cannot secure local cooperation, you must still go if you believe God is sending you. For a crusade with national impact, the capital city of the nation or a leading city should be selected. Once a city has been selected, then the exact location within that city must be decided. This is very important. Because even if you do anything else well, if people cannot find or easily get to a location, your other efforts will be of no value. The ideal location in any city is to be as close as possible to the heaviest concentration of the population. Here are some locations that might be used for a mass crusade. A large open field. This has proven to be the best location. A platform can be erected in the best spot on the field, and large numbers of people can be accommodated. It can usually be used at no or minimal cost. A central park. Permission to use a central park or plaza usually has to be obtained from local authorities. The advantage of a park or plaza is that it is known to everyone in the community and attracts those who might not otherwise come. It also can often be obtained at no cost or for a small sum of money. A sports stadium. Sports stadiums are usually well known to people of a city. Be careful to obtain written permission for use of the actual playing field and for the construction of a platform on the field. The enclosed sports stadium provides for greater regulation of the crowd. Examine entrances and exits to be sure they are well placed and adequate. Note, church buildings should not be used for a mass crusade as it hinders the effectiveness of the outreach. Many unsafe people do not feel comfortable going to a church. Some denominations forbid their members to enter churches of other denominations. In each location, here are some additional items to consider. Seating, adequate parking, adequate entrances and exits, located near public transportation lines, available electricity for lighting and sound, toilet facilities. The facility contract. You should have a signed contract for a facility before doing any advertising announcing the location of the crusade. Some basic things a contract should contain include 1. Your name and the name of the person, company, or association that is leasing the premises to you. 2. The exact dates on which you will use the facilities. 3. The exact times you will use the facilities. 4. The total sum of money to be paid for use of the facility. 5. The method and exact dates payment will be made. 6. The exact time in advance of the first meeting when you can have access to the facility for preparation. 7. Other variables. Does the cost include electricity, platform, seating, toilets, cleanup? Crusade dates. The dates of the crusade may be affected by the facility you select. It may be available only on certain days or during certain months. Other factors to consider in selecting dates include weather. If the crusade is to be held outside, you must take into consideration the extremely cold, wet, and hot seasons and to try to avoid these. Consult with the local people in the city in which the crusade is planned as to the best season to hold the crusade. Holidays. It is best to avoid holiday seasons because people are busy with their families and celebrations. Conflicting events. Avoid conflicting community events such as fiestas, fairs, school events, political rallies, etc. Crusade times. To reach the greatest number of people, schedule the crusade at times when they can attend. Consider the work schedules in a local community, curfew regulations where applicable, and public transportation schedules. Crusade advertising. If you fail to let people know that a crusade is going to be held, you will miss the great potential that a mass meeting provides. Even with a limited budget, you can reach a large area with news of the meeting. First, you must determine two things. 1. What to include in your advertising. 2. Where you are going to spend the available funds. Let us consider each of these items. What you are going to include. The dates, times, and clear directions concerning the location of the crusade must be included in all advertising. You should also communicate that Jesus still performs miracles of salvation, healing, and deliverance today. This creates interest in those who have a need for healing or deliverance themselves, or have loved ones with such needs. It also brings people to the crusade with a spirit of expectancy actually looking for the manifestation of God's power. Where you will spend your money. Here are some methods of advertising to consider in spending your advertising budget. Handbills. Handbills or flyers are the most important piece of advertising you can prepare. This is a crusade announcement printed on inexpensive paper, approximately 5.5 by 8.5 inches in size. They can be personally handed to people on the street, in plazas, parks, and stores. They can be given to local believers and churches to distribute. You can also distribute them by going house to house. Make the handbills as attractive as possible, but economical enough that you can have large quantities printed. Be sure to give the printer adequate time to produce the handbills by the date you want to receive them. Distribute the handbills in all areas that you intend to reach by 1 week before the crusade begins. In areas where persecution and opposition could occur, it is wise to wait until 3 days before the crusade begins to distribute handbills. Organize teams of people to go out to definite areas to distribute the handbills. The best way to do this is use a map of the area and assign people to specific sections. Banners. Banners are usually cloth signs that can be strung on ropes across major intersections in a city. Be sure every main road leading to the city is covered. It may be necessary to obtain permission from the city government to do this in some areas. You can also place banners in plazas and parks, wherever large numbers of people gather. Be sure all the information, dates, times, location, is included on the banner. Posters. A poster is basically an enlargement of the handbill with the same design and information. The difference is that it is much larger and printed on heavy paper, so it can be displayed in every available area throughout the city. Again, it is best to organize a team of people and tell them the exact locations they are to place the posters. The purpose is to place posters where people will see them, wherever there is the heaviest foot traffic in the city. Do not put just one poster in a location. People's eyes are attracted much more to a place where 3 or 4 of the same posters are located. Sound car. There are some people who cannot read posters, handbills, or banners, but they will be able to understand announcements they hear over a loudspeaker. A sound car is a car with a public address system that circulates throughout the city announcing the crusade. Carefully prepare a written announcement to be read and mark a specific route for the car to travel so the same areas will not be covered repeatedly while others are neglected. Newspapers. Newspapers display advertising and should contain the basic information that is on the handbills and posters. Do not be afraid to ask for reduced advertising rates, as you are doing the city a public service. People will be saved from drug addiction, alcoholism, and healed of spiritual, mental, and physical conditions because of the crusade. The city will be a better place because of God at work in the community. Many newspapers will do at least one free news article about the crusade. This article should include basic information on the dates, times, and location of the meeting, but may be more detailed than the display advertisement. Suggest that a reporter interview you as a visiting evangelist or cover the first crusade service. Radio and television. If radios and televisions are plentiful in an area, you should consider this type of advertising also. Again, you are doing the community a service, so do not be afraid to ask for reduced advertising rates. Be sure to have a written contract that states exactly what time of day the ads will run and the time length of the ad. Here are some suggestions for using radio and television without cost. Contact individuals and organizations that air Christian radio or television programs locally. Ask them to announce the crusade during their programs. Suggest that a station provides brief public service announcements as you are doing the community a service. Suggest that the station come to the first crusade meeting and tape a portion of it or actually air it live. suggest that you, as a visiting evangelist, be interviewed on one of the local secular programs. Special mailings. Special letters of invitation can be sent to government and business leaders and others in the community. Telephone. If there is telephone service in a city, obtain a copy of the printed telephone directory. Tear the book up into sections and divide its pages among different churches. Have local believers make personal calls inviting people to the meeting. Verbal announcements. Verbal announcements can be made in local club meetings, schools, community events, and churches. Crusade finances. It is acceptable to receive offerings in mass crusades, but in most cases, offerings should never be received until the latter part of the crusade, never on the first night. First, the power of God needs to invade the community to get hold of the hearts of the people. When the people have tasted the reality of Jesus, the powers of the enemy through rumor, slander, and false charges regarding finances cannot destroy the work. Finances should be handled very openly. To assure this, it is wise to establish a local committee of Christians to handle the finances. The counting, recording, and keeping of money should never be left to only one person. A minimum of 3 people should be present at all times when an offering is counted and processed. If there is a local bank, it is wise to open a separate crusade account. A complete record of all funds received and spent for the crusade should be kept. Items should be receipted and the information made available to local participating pastors and churches. Offerings collected should be used to pay facility rental fees, advertising for the crusade, sound equipment rental, and related transportation, housing, and miscellaneous costs. Advance preparation of the facility. There are several things you must do to prepare the crusade facility prior to the first meeting. These include the following. Marking the location. The location of the crusade should be clearly marked with banners, posters, or signs on the grounds and in the immediate area. Platform. If the facility does not have a platform, you will need to build one. The first thing to do is determine its location. Here are some things to consider. 1. Will the people naturally gather in front of the platform no matter how large the crowd becomes? If you do not have barriers on the side and behind the platform, you will have people in a complete circle all the way around you, and it will be difficult to control the crowd and keep their attention. 2. If the crusade is held in an enclosure with a fence or wall, it is important to place the platform at the opposite end of the main entrance so people are not coming in around the platform and causing distraction during the service. 3. If the ground is not level, you must consider the place where the people can see the platform best. If the facility does not have seating, the people will stand during the service, and it is difficult if they have to stand on a slope or other irregularity. 4. If you are in a city plaza or park, you will want to locate the platform where there is the least amount of noise from traffic. In many instances, lumber companies will donate the lumber for the construction of the crusade platform. In some cases, they may rent or loan the lumber. This is better than purchasing it because you return it when the crusade is over. You can consider placing the platform on top of large barrels such as oil and bulk liquid barrels if they are available. The size of the platform is determined by how many people you intend to have on it. Be sure to include a ramp leading to the pulpit area from both sides of the platform. This will be used for testimonies of salvation, healing, and deliverance, which you will bring up from the audience. A strong railing along the outer edge of this ramp is helpful for people to support themselves as they come up and down the ramp. Treads of narrow strips of wood nailed across the ramp provide good footing.